Hello, my name is Ben Randall, and welcome back to the More About More podcast, where I talk more about things you may want to hear more about, may not want to know about, or had no clue could even be talked about. As always, be sure to rate, subscribe, and comment on any suggestions or criticism you have of my podcast. Check in with my social media on Instagram at @ben.randall_, on Twitter at @ben_randall, and my VSCO under Benjamin Randall, that is R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Music recommendations, interviews, and on-show guests are more than encouraged. We've received a lot of support in the last week, but I've really done some hard thinking about, I think, what I think this podcast is meant to be. It's a podcast by me, of course, but it's created for the people and not created to, say, get a bunch of downloads or make a lot of money, anything like that. I think the number one thing I really want out of this podcast is for people to say, wow, this kid is really making me think about my life. And if I can get one person to think differently, so to say, or reflect on their experiences more than they used to, then I think I'm doing pretty okay with this. So, yeah, now we're on week 5, I believe. Yes, week 5 of Music Mondays and of the podcast. And according to that New Year's resolution thing I said about a month ago, this is it. This is it for the podcast. Our 5 weeks are up. That's about how long these resolutions typically last. But actually, psych, not going to happen, universe. I'm keeping my podcast and keeping the promise with myself. In your face, Jesus. So this week of music was filled with an artist named Her. And to analyze Her, well, I guess before I get into Her, pun intended, I should thank Avery Langholt. She's the friend that really kind of turned me on to Her, and I'm very grateful. So shout out to Avery for really making this happen. And to analyze Her really effectively, I don't have Avery on the show, but I have a guest on the podcast to talk a little bit about Her and the influence that she created on his life. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming our first guest to the show, Ryan Seacrest. Ryan's actually out of town, I guess. Yeah, he's not here. Dang, I really thought he would walk in. Well, he's out of town, but you'll be on here one day, Ryan. I'll keep emailing you, don't worry. Looks like it's just me to talk about Her. Her name, pun intended, is Gabriella Wilson, and she's an American singer from Vallejo, California. I was wondering what the H.E.R. acronym stood for all week, and my best guess was something like Hot Emo Rihanna, because her music kind of rubbed me in that direction. I was wrong. Her acronym actually means having everything revealed, which is kind of mysteriously symbolic. I really like that. To make things easier, instead of referring to Her as Her for this whole episode, I'm going to call her what her friends call her, Gabby. Because we're friends, right, Gabby? Well, Gabby was immediately thrust into the limelight as she was on the Today Show in her younger years covering Alicia Keys songs on the piano. There's this old Disney show for all you 2000s babies out there called Radio Disney's Next Big Thing. I kind of vaguely remember it. I guess Gabby was on there when she was 12 years old, which is pretty cool. It's not every day a 12-year-old has been on the Today Show and Disney. And honestly, it's like something I wish I could tell my college or colleges to win some scholarships. Like, do I have a perfect ACT? No. Am I a historically underrepresented minor or subsection of the U.S.? No. Am I extremely poor and qualify for massive FAFSA dollars from the government? No. But gee, I wish I could say I played piano on the Today Show and caught some young boys' hearts on Disney Channel when I was mother trucking 12 years old. That would be nice. Maybe I'll just make a podcast where Ben talks only about scholarships. Would that win me scholarships? These are some good questions. Anyway, back to Gabby. I get the sense with her that she's like really in touch with her female culture and African-American roots, which is like a really timely and righteous thing to stand up for. I totally stand up for that. And I'd like to say that I'm an avid fighter for white culture, as we made Trader Joe's and... yeah, Trader Joe's. I think that's about... well, we're really, really good at shooting awkward glances at each other in the hallways. But anyway, Gabby has called her name Her. It's as a metaphor for who she is. and who she wants her music to be, for that matter. She really desires to be a voice for a woman who feel like they're alone in life, and her project is supposed to be about raw emotion. She had an interview with NPR where she admittedly said that she wants the music culture to get away from who is she with, what is she wearing, really, who is she? I really liked hearing that from Gabby. I wish more musicians in this day and age would think about music that way. For that matter, everyone, including myself, like the fans, could do to appreciate the music more so than the person that sits behind it. But there's some give and take within that realm. It is important who a person is behind their profession. Personally, I think Gabby would probably think this podcast is ironic and against her desires because I talk about her as a person. So I'm sorry, Gabby. But let's be real here, Gabby. You're the fresh, young singer with a growing fan base, and I'm an 18-year-old podcaster who works at a grocery store. It's pretty clear that I'm going to call the shots here, I think. That being said, I'll try to focus on the music a little more. She was signed under Sony Recording Records and first released a single in 2014 called Something to Prove. This was actually released under her artist name Gabby Wilson, her real name, and it's far, far different than the music that she releases now. It sounds a lot more like pop-oriented, a lot like the name of this song, really, like Something to Prove, like she's still young, a little dumb, and doesn't really know what her sound is. Granted, she would have been in the neighborhood of about 16 years old when she released this. She was born in 1997. So I think we can give her a pass on that one. Gabby really blew up in late 2016, and this is kind of making me realize that she's probably the youngest artist we've talked about on the show. She's literally 21 years old now and is already so successful. That's a huge inspiration. Wow. Once she put on the mask or moniker of her, that is, she received a load of support from the R&B and trap community. Artists like Rihanna, Usher, Pusha T, and Bryson Tiller help spread her influence through Twitter shoutouts and reposts, which is something I'm also working on with all of those people and other people, just so you know, Gabby. So one step ahead of you. Anyway, her musical style is consisting mostly of contemporary R&B ballads. Apple Music defined her music as downcast post-breakup material that sounds vulnerable and assured at the same time. That kind of hits you in the tough spot, Apple Music. Thanks, dead Steve Jobs. While she hasn't been around for all of us to cherish that extremely long, I picked out some of the pieces of her music that particularly kind of spoke to me. There's 7 songs for 7 ways that she totally rocked my world, to be honest. Of all the artists that I've listened to so far, Gabby steps with leaps and bounds over all the competition. She's just got a way with words that makes you feel really loved, yet really kind of vulnerable at the same time. And Apple Music really got that right, dang. But seriously, she shook me to the core. I think the best song, if you want to get goosebumps but inspiration at the same time, it's called Fate, from the album I Used to Know Her, that is H.E.R. There's some simple violin chords mixed with, I think, some harp, it sounds like, that swells in and out of the audio. There's easygoing piano chords that harmonize with Gabby's vocal range. I can only imagine what this would sound like with, like, AirPods. But sadly, I don't speak rich. When Gabby's voice comes in, she immediately establishes, like, kind of an intimate relationship with the listener, which sounds weird to say because she's literally recorded it once and I'm sitting here, like, with headphones in. But it seems like she's, like, right there and that you're hearing really her emotions about the song. It's a pretty rare thing to hear from artists. I was kind of reminded of Ariana Grande's Focus album, I believe it's called, when I listened to some of Gabby's music. They both share like a similar way to kind of enunciate power words, like the word focus. It's like focus, and it kind of sends like a shiver down your spine. Ignore that really, really bad mock focus that I just did. We'll pretend that didn't happen. Can we edit that out? Oh well. So the song Focus, it uses similar lyrics to Ariana Grande's Focus on Me, but it's a lot more soulful style. I love and respect both artists, that is, and both are so powerful within their realms of music. Gabby kind of paints this picture of a soulful, deep in her roots girl that wants to get this message across to the listeners, but every once in a while she'll kind of escape her own mold. Like, she'll hit you with some incredibly low note that'll remind you of, I don't really know what it would, maybe a cello. It's crazy good. Disappointed, Fate, Focus, Jungle, As I Am, My Song, and This Way were the seven songs that shook me this week. And I'll put the link to the Spotify playlist in the description. One of her most recent releases, it's a collab with Khaled, called This Way. With Khalid. It's called This Way. It's a beautiful combination of two people, and their voices and personas just they really seem to fit perfectly for each other. The way that their voices harmonize with like a Russian kind of ballad like backbeat, just a ballad, like Nutcracker ballad backbeat almost, I guess. It's really calming. Please listen to it, guys. If you still aren't considering listening to anything that Gabby's released, Gabby's album titled Just Her was nominated to be Grammy Album of the Year. Wow alert. I think the part I love most about Gabby is how she wants to be her music and nothing more. Like, she said she wants to be that voice for a woman to reach out to and feel. But at her core, she's this musician who's super dedicated to doing solely like what she loves to do. How many people can say that they do that in their lives? Props to her. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast this week. As always, feel free to give me some criticism and some follows on my social media platform. And don't forget to rate and subscribe if you haven't already. Thank you to thefamouspeople.com, my beloved Wikipedia, all my listeners, my Amazon Alexa, Ryan Seacrest, Gabby Wilson, and most of all, thank you to Avery Langholt for opening me up to a wonderful, wonderful artist. I hope everyone has a fun and safe Valentine's Day and a great week. We'll meet back here next Monday, if not sooner, and discuss more about more.